Our hands are amazing instruments. When our hands are working properly, they showcase the ability of the Lord's engineering. Our hands are capable of minute and intricate movements made possible by articulating joints and 27 bones and over 30 muscles that move them. Even seemingly simple movements can be quite complex. Recent research has determined that the fastest part of the human body is not the blink of an eye like many had previously believed. The snapping of your finger is actually 20 times faster, taking just 7 milliseconds to travel from the thumb to the palm. Our hands are truly amazing. And our hands are capable of so much. We use them for work, for sports, for crafts, and on and on. In fact, our hands are the recognized universal symbol of work, action, power, and control. The hands' capabilities are truly amazing, though they're not governed by the hands themselves. The gifts that these hands produce ultimately flow from the heart. We know too often how these gifts of the Lord can be used to either give or take, build or break. Our Lenten series this year is titled The Hand of the Lord. Every week, the theme will revolve around hands. Jesus, in our gospel this evening, mentions hands. He says, "But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." This text comes to us from the Sermon on the Mount. But before we tackle this text, we need to go back to the beginning of this great sermon in chapter 5. Jesus is addressing his disciples. Well, a great crowd is overhearing. And Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Jesus' disciples are those that are poor in spirit because they have nothing to offer our God. They have empty hands. However, the Lord has filled those hands with his good gifts. The same is true for us also. You had nothing to bring before God to merit blessing because of your sin, and yet Jesus has exchanged that sin, taken it to the cross, and filled your hands with gifts of forgiveness, of life, of salvation. You have this promise, and it's completely dependent on your gracious and merciful Lord. In Christ, your hands are full. In our text for this evening, Jesus says, "When you give to the needy," it is not a question of whether Jesus' disciples will be using their hands to help the needy or to do good for the sake of others. It was already an expectation among the Jews that almsgiving would be done. Empty hands have been filled with the gospel will simply share both the gifts of creation and salvation with other empty, outstretched hands. While it is true that one does not need to be a Christian to give earthly gifts to the needy, Jesus is saying that in the heart of a Christian, giving is completely different. And he's using the example of the Jewish religious leaders to help explain it. Jesus starts by contrasting the hypocrites who trumpet their deeds in the synagogue and in the streets. They give to others only so that everyone else can see it and praise them. They seek the rewards of this world and close their hands to God's gifts and promises. And we all know nobody likes a show-off. We all know too well what it means to seek the praise of this world. We know it when we see it in other people who love to trumpet their successes by holding up their worldly rewards or praises like a trophy in their hands, all the while saying, "Look at the good that I am doing. And if we are honest, we see that same desire in ourselves. But those rewards are only temporary. Jesus' words grabs the heart of the matter. It is one thing to sound the trumpet to let others know what you're doing, but don't think for a minute that keeping your good deeds to yourself gets you off the hook. Jesus says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. On the one hand, the moment that we start to dwell on what our hands are doing, we take our focus off our neighbor and his or her needs, making our giving all about ourselves. Our neighbor is no longer best served. On the other hand, there is the greater spiritual concern. Our sinful condition has so distorted our lives that we can outwardly appear humble, keeping our giving to ourselves, but inwardly we are overflowing with pride, arrogant pride, in the work of our own hands. It may not look like the praise of others, but it is the praise of self, also a reward that soon fades. Closing our hands to God's gifts in order to quietly praise ourselves leads us to the same place as the hypocrites. Jesus shows us that our sin is so much worse than what we do or what we don't do with our hands. Even anonymous giving to the needy can quickly be distorted into our own selfish pride. The real problem here is not our hands. It's our heart. Jesus says, out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. These are what defile a person. This condition of the heart puts us in the throes of judgment and death. This is what we are reminded of this evening on Ash Wednesday. As you receive the ashes on your forehead, you heard the words, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We die because we are sinners, plain and simple. If our lives were left to our own hands, as amazing instruments as they are, the only reward that we would have is God's judgment and his wrath. However, this evening we heard the words from Joel. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. The recognition of sin is not merely something that we take into our own hands by some outward display of repentance or contrition. The Lord is calling us sinners to true repentance of the heart. David also knew this heart condition. He wrote about it in Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David knew that he couldn't heal himself by the work of his hands. He needed the hand of the Lord. He needed that expert physician who was able to create a clean heart, to blot out David's iniquities, his sin, and to restore the joy of God's salvation. In Matthew 9:12, Jesus says, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. If you are like David and know that your heart is not well, then hear the words of Jesus. He has come for you as the only one that can cure this sinful disease of the heart. He has come as the good physician who is able to give you a new heart and make it beat in his expert's hands according to the steady rhythm of God's mercy. And he continues to give and hold your heart captive in his hands. Christ is your Lord and the great physician. He has come to bring you life in his name. He did so by the work of his hands, purely out of love for you. He has selflessly given his life for you. His right and left hands were stretched far apart on the cross. His death for your life. He has taken your sins upon himself all the way to death on the cross. God has taken your sin and put it out of his memory. His sin is now as far from you as the east is from the west. In return, he has filled your empty hands with his forgiveness. He has taken care of not only the sinful deeds of your hands, but also the sinful condition that lies in your heart. He does so to create a new heart within you. He has given you a heart that does not need to mention what your hands are doing. Christ has done it all for us. With your new heart, given to you by Christ, you know that your empty hands have been filled with God's good gifts and are not concerned about the rewards or the praises of others or even ourselves. You have a reward that your Father sees in secret. Now, as you live your life, as you give to the needy, as you share the gospel of Jesus with others, keep your right hand and your left hand ignorant of each other in daily repentance. Your giving is the Lord working through you. Tonight, you were reminded that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. With those words, you receive the sign of the cross upon your forehead as a symbol of the life marked and sealed by the redeeming hand of your crucified and risen Lord. And soon you will come to this altar where the Lord will fill your empty hands with his very body and blood given and shed for you. It is with full hands and full hearts that we carry out into the world this good news as we forgive others, help the needy, care for the sick. And we do it all, not for our glory, but for the glory of the one whose hands have redeemed us from sin, from death, from the devil, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.